Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Here's Kyle Shanahan's call today. It always starts with the injury update. And by the way, it is long and distinguished.
All right, guys. Injuries from the game. Kevin Givens did have a torn pec. I'll end up going to IR. Christian McCaffrey was a PCL. Should have needed surgery, but still about a 6-week recovery, so he'll be going to IR also. And the surprise one from the game was J.P. Mason. Ended up having a high ankle sprain, so he's going to have to go to IR most likely also. And that's it from the game. But
What is the plan at running back? Obviously, you have Guerrero, but will you have to be adding some people in that position?
We have Grindo. Obviously, he'll be up. We got Patrick here, who's on a practice squad, who will definitely be bumped up now. Who was on our roster earlier in the year before Christian came back, and we'll most likely have to look for another.
Kyle, do you have any updates on the other guys who were injured before the game? Nick, Trent.
Yeah, I'll hit them all here. Banks is still in the protocol. Elliott's still in the protocol. Flanagan fouls with his knee. He'll be day to day this week. Demo with his knee, we're expecting to get back in practice on Wednesday. Nick, same thing. We'll have to evaluate. Him and Trent are kind of in the same boat. We're going to have to evaluate as the week goes. And then the IR guys, Greenlaw, will continue to practice. And Huff, we plan on opening up his practice window here on Wednesday.
As far as Talanoa goes, would he have to play with some sort of device or cast or support on his wrist?
Yeah, he's going to have something on it. He's tried a few things out. I'm not exactly sure exactly what he's going to have, but he's going to have some things on it and see how that goes this week.
Also, news came out about Trent Williams and his wife losing their children. Is he going to take some time off for that as well?
He did a little bit of that last week. Something that happened that last week, and he was there at the hospital with her and got to meet him and say bye. And then he had to cremate him on Friday, so he's been dealing with that, and he's working through it, but we're all just trying to be here for him through it all.
Carl, what went into the decision to make Dobbs the backup to Purdy last night?
Just the type of game that we thought it could be. We had a feeling all week just looking at the forecast, and we knew it would be more of a running game, and we wanted that element added to it. We thought it could help in that way.
As football goes, it seems like it's just a common theme of self-inflicted mistakes that have been going on. I don't know how you address that or how you change that. I know it's different mistakes every week. How do you actually try to make those adjustments?
I mean, when it's different things, it's, you know, it's not really just an adjustment that you make. You got to keep coaching. You got to keep challenging guys. When if a guy continues to do the same mistakes, you got to try to find a different guy to put in there. You know, it's all of the above. So stuff we're continuing to work at, we obviously haven't gotten it done. But that's one area in particular. So we got to work on getting more turnovers, obviously. We got to work on protecting the ball better, which came in three different ways. You know, one on the goal line, one on a kick return, one on a slip ball throwing, which killed us there in the second half, similar to Green Bay. But it's not one thing in particular. So a lot of things go into it.
Kyle, how do you process the real-life issues that you've had with Trent and Mooney as a coach and as someone, you know, as someone responsible for a team and get through that stuff with them?
I mean, the stuff that we do every day, you know, I mean, it's not to the extreme. I mean, you got to deal with tragedies like this. It's, you know, it's hard as a coach. It's hard as a friend. It's hard as a family member. It's hard for everybody. But we spend a lot of time with each other, and that is what's cool about a football team. Whatever you go through, the good or the bad, we go through it together. And I do like for those guys, because I do like that they have this. They have a group of guys they can go to, a group of guys that can see them every day, and you can't ever escape that full grief and stuff. But I do think it's nice for those guys to have another avenue to get out on the football field, to get around teammates and things like that. You know, I thought it was a huge step by Mooney this week, just from a personal level. I mean, no one really, when something like that happens, you don't really want to jump back into anything. You got to kind of make yourself. And I was real proud of him fighting through this week. And even though it was hard, and I'm sure he didn't always want to do it, but he got through the week of practice, got through the game. And I think that was a real step for him just going forward with his life. And that's the thing everybody's got to do in those situations. But it's nice when you have a football team and stuff that you have a group of guys that you're around every day and that you're close with that can help you through it.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's your understanding that Trent wants to get back out there when he's healthy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Trent's really trying to get back out here. We just got to his ankle isn't healing the way we want. You know, we can't get the swelling down and stuff, so that's why, you know, that's why I'd like to say it's day to day, week to week, because we're expecting the swelling to go down and everything. It just hasn't. So we're trying to be patient with it. I know he's being patient with it, and hopefully it'll take a turn in the right direction this week. But it hasn't yet. You know, so there's no guarantees.
When you look at all the issues with the team and how heavy this feels, all the different issues and the injuries, how do you keep everybody focused and, you know, at a level where they can compete on the field on a Sunday?
I mean, that's the challenge. Lots of things go on in life. But everybody does have a job to do. And so you got to respect those challenges. You got to respect what people are going through. But you got to also help pull people together to do their job. And, you know, we're a team that counts on everybody, but I don't think it's much different in the business world either. People go through a lot of stuff, and whatever their line of work is, they just have a responsibility to do. So we all understand that fully and how hard it can be on someone. And I do think in a sports atmosphere and a team atmosphere, kind of like what I was saying earlier, it's nice for those guys to, you know, to have a team and stuff they can be around and not feel as alone. But, you know, that's not going to, you know, no one's going to judge your team off of that. They're going to judge it off of wins and losses. And those games come once a week, and you got to put your plan together. You got to practice as hard as you can, and you got to get 48 guys out there on the field in uniform that are going to help you win. And like with injuries, you can't always count on everybody, whether it's an injury or whether it's something tragic that happened. You know, people are going to go through some stuff, and when that happens, we got to have another guy step it up.
With how the defense has played, have you been pleased and satisfied with the way Nick Sorensen's been calling games?
Yeah, I'm very satisfied with Nick. I mean, I'm not at all satisfied with the results and how it's going right now. But, you know, some of the mistakes that we've made, I don't think, or what's happened here in these last 2 weeks, I don't think that's a schematic issue. It's a little bit more of a fundamental issue. And that also starts with me. That goes to all coaching, and it goes down to the players. It goes to everyone in this building. So, but, you know, the results here these last 2 weeks haven't changed my opinion on Nick.
It was already a pretty trying season for Christian before this. You know, we talked about the frustration. Have you had a chance to talk to him and just see where he is after the latest injury?
No, I haven't got a chance to talk to him. Just getting back, you know, 5:30 in the morning last night and just getting all this stuff finished up here a little bit ago. And I know he's been getting his MRIs and everything, so I'll connect with him here this afternoon. But I know it's, you know, and it's, I mean, I just feel for him. You know, you know, it was a real frustrating year for him. He worked his ass off to get back to this point, and I think he was really feeling good and about to take off, and just had that real unfortunate injury last night. So I know he's as crushed as anyone, but he'll get through this. He's a hell of a player, hell of a person, and an unbelievable 49er, and he'll be back stronger than ever next year to help us.
Will Brock Purdy be limited in practice this week, or is he full go?
No, nah, Brock's full go. He's he didn't even come in for rehab today, so Brock's fine.
Kyle, you said last night this team isn't as good as I guess some of the others, which I guess by the record would be like, yeah. Did you mean from a talent perspective? Do you mean when you consider all the injuries and who is out there right now? Or can you provide a little more context to what you meant?
I'm just answering a question that, you know, when I constantly get asked about, you know, does this team not have the same fight as last year's team? And, you know, everything goes to the team the year before. And I was just trying to imply this isn't last year's team. And so I wanted a reason for why our record isn't as good as last year's. And when it's asked about fighting and stuff, that's, you know, I don't see it at all that way. I was making the point that this isn't last year's team. Last year's team was obviously a better team. I'm not saying just from the roster. I'm just saying from the beginning to end, the way we started out, the way we felt in training camp throughout the whole year. We've been trying to build that with this team. We've had times where we felt that we were on the right path to it. And then we've had some setbacks that I think it's always been one step forward, two steps back, and we really haven't grasped the full potential of this year's team, and that's why I don't like comparing it to last year's team or the year before.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, guys. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. What'd you make of all that?
It's a lot there. I mean, the injuries are a dramatic list, and you can hear the sadness in his voice when he's talking about Trent.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.